Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvos Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Abu Dawud tells us the sentence Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim. Everything is in the hand of Hashem, meaning everything that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who drives it to happen because the Adam deserves it. There was a Gzeir Mishamayim for it to happen, except Tzinim Upachim. Tzinim is cold and Pachim is heat. That this happens, the Adam is the one who causes it. According to Rashi, sometimes Adam causes it, according to Tosfos, always Adam causes it. A person is able to protect himself from heat and cold. And if he did not protect himself, that is, so to speak, his fault. He's the one who did it. It's not something that we associate that it came from Shammai. Tosfos over here brings the famous Gemara in a few places. Hakol bidei Shammai, chutz miyir Shammai. Another sentence of Chazal. That everything is in the hands of Hashem, except yir Shammai, the fear of Hashem, that's not in the hands of Hashem. So it seems to be, what is Nabidei Shemaim? Yir Shemaim? Or Tzim Upachim? So Taisa says, there's two different types. One is the Gzeiro, what an Adam is going to be. Is Adam going to be rich or poor, strong or weak, smart or stupid? That's everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do on a baby before he's born. But Yir Shemaim, if a person is going to be Shemit Torah Mitzvahs, that's something which is not Nigzar, that's something that a person has a full free will to choose whatever he wants. This is really the basis of all Yiddishkeit. What the Rambam tells us, that a person has a full bechira to choose any way he wants to do. Nothing was given to him. He wasn't put in any path to come and choose a certain way. That's regarding Yir Shemayim. Tzim Upachim, talk about what happens to a person in the world. A person is going, he falls, he gets hit. That's something that comes to Shemayim. Tzim Upachim are the only things that it's the fault of Adam, and he's the only one responsible not to get too cold and not to get too hot. But many of the Mefarshim bring explanations how to tie in together these two Hakol Bidei Shemayim. First is the Maharal that explains in a few places in a little different ways that Yir Shemayim and heat and cold are considered to be not part of the way Kadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. So Yir Shemayim, he says, Pshat is like this. What is Yir Shemayim? A person is afraid of Hashem. So he's getting away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of a fear of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create that. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates is connections to him. People getting closer, loving Hashem. He creates connections. But when you have a distance, and the whole idea of Yir is to be distant, that's something which is the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Hashem is getting himself further away from Hashem because of the fear. That cannot come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Maharal says. It needs to have more Ezra, but that's what he says. He says also heat and cold or something, which should not consider to be coming from Hashem. He explains it in different ways, but maybe the more simplest way to understand it is the way he writes it in the Gurarian verb. He says cold and heat is not something that's done to an Adam. Adam becomes cold, and Adam becomes hot. The heat and cold are the situation. Right now it's hot. A person gets the heat. He's receiving the status of heat in the world. He's receiving the status of cold in the world. It's not being done to him, but the unknown, so to speak, is the one who's perceiving and receiving it. Similar to Yir Shemayim, it's not done to him. He's pushing himself away. Also, heat and cold is not done to the Adam, but the Adam is doing it to himself. That's the way of the Maharal to connect these two memories. The Ramami Pano, the big Mekubal, says something. When you look into it, it's davar omek miloi, a very deep idea. He says the following. There's no such thing in this world, really, that it's not Bidei Shemayim. Everything, the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pumping life into every neshama, into every existence of the world. We know, Pi Kabbalah, even the bad in the world gets its chiyus, gets its livelihood from Hashem. So what does it mean, HaKol Bidei Shemayim, V'enei Bidei Shemayim? It doesn't mean it's not coming from Hashem. It means under the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. HaKol Bidei Shemayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the hashpa of what's called the regular, normal hashpa HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to the world. And then there's things that are outside of the hashpa. There's things that a person removes himself from the direct hashpa of Hashem. Of course, he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, but it's not the same level of connection. What it means, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz MiYir Shemayim, means someone who is not Yir Shemayim. Someone who doesn't have Yir Shemayim, he's removing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's putting himself in a place which is under the category outside of the direct Hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim, means the same thing, says Ramami Pano. Anybody who takes himself out of the realm of the Hashpa of Hashem, His punishment is to get tzimim upachim, to get heat and cold. Meaning, Hakol Bidei Shemayim doesn't come to say this is not in the hands of Hashem. But Hakol Bidei Shemayim means, where do you belong to? You belong to Hashem? So there you have the certain system and Hashpas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't belong to Hashem, you belong to tzimim upachim. Heat and cold is what is being done to you, not through direct Hashpas Hashem. And by the way, this could fit very nicely with the Maharal if you think about it a little bit more. And we'll end with the Chassidish Shavuot, brought down in the Imre Yosef, brought down in the Bina Leitim. The idea is like this. Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz B'Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is what an Adam is on his own. Tzimim Upachim refers to that same thing, because Tzimim Upachim means heat and cold. A person needs to know when to be hot, when to be cold. When you have a mitzvah, a person has to have heat. He has to be excited and do the mitzvah. When comes an Aveira, a person gets to get cold. He has to be unenthusiastic, not excited to do it. A person needs to use the koiches of heat and cold in him in order to be a reshmaim. And these things are under the bechira of Adam. And so to speak, which does not interfere, that's where the free will of Adam is, to be a reshmaim and to use properly the tzim upachim of his own koiches. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.